So this is the Q&A section of the CMDS genetic markers related to digestion talk. And we're going to go over any questions, any comments, any additions that you may have from your own research. And I just want to say a little bit about research. This is the kind of science that's new and budding. So if you're interested in doing more of this, I highly recommend that you really just start studying and searching. Some of the sites you can search on are GeneWise and Snipedia. Those are the most common ones. There's a lot of others. And you can spend a lot of time looking stuff up. If you get, you know, a puzzling case and you've done everything you think you should and there's some genes that are showing up that you're not sure related to digestion, the way that I usually research is I'll go and I'll start with, you know, genes related to digestion and see what shows up. And then as I find stuff, I'll look for those particular genes. And then I'll look for specific background data. For some of them, there's lots. For some of them, there isn't. But you might really be looking at somebody with an IBS situation. You might look up genes related to IBS. And if there's more than what's here, you might look and say, okay, this person needs to be more careful. But the bottom line is the foundational stuff works phenomenally, okay? 80% of it is going to be in the foundations, and then it's going to be the fine-tuning with the genetics. So why do we learn this stuff? It's because we want to be really on and we want to be able to help people with that extra 20%. In the NEPT full program, we do a lot of genes. We have a lot of time devoted to lab analysis, and people upload their stuff, and we just go through it. And I'll go through it, and sometimes there's things that are real obvious, and other times I'm looking things up. I'm like, okay, I got to look this stuff up because it's important, and it may be something that's a critical turning point when you find something. So, and the other thing I find is really good about knowing the genes is it helps you to get people to actually do the things that their genes are saying they should do or shouldn't do, the things that you normally would tell them, but they may not take it as seriously. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the Q&A, and I'm going to look to see what questions were typed in there. And I am going to look at the chat and see if there's anything there. And if you're on the site, on the phone, and you want to ask any questions or make any comments, do a *2 on your telephone keypad. So you've got two ways to put questions in. Jenny asked about what genetic markers associated with histamine intolerance. The DAO is one that we went over. There may be a couple of others, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there are any others. There probably are. So definitely DAO is related, and you can do a search and say genetic markers, histamine, and see what shows up. And if you find some others, please send it off to me, and we'll add it to the chart. Stan was having trouble with the live chat. Let me go back there. All right. Looks like there's a lot of stuff in here. So if you have questions that you've submitted in the chat and they haven't been answered by Lynn or by my presentation as it progressed, because sometimes you ask a question and then you see that it's happening, you know, you find your answer later, then I would say copy and paste it into the Q&A part because that one I definitely will see. Now, Stan was having trouble with seeing the chat, and sometimes if that happens, the best thing to do is to refresh your page. So try refreshing your page if you're still having that problem. Okay, so looks like there are a lot of things going on here. I'm just going to try to see. Yeah, so I apologize for that. Whatever happened at the beginning, I thought the problem that I had last week with my headset was fixed, and I tried two different headsets, and we were on, and I was chatting with Lynn, and then all of a sudden I went out. So I had to call in on the telephone. Okay, so this is all stuff related. Yeah, anybody that hears double, if you're listening on the phone and the computer at the same time, you're going to hear me double. There's just no way around that. You got to work with one. Okay. Oh, somebody said, oh, they've had two windows open. That's why. Claudia asks, are dermoid tumors genes totally awry? Yeah, so dermoid tumors usually are like weird stuff in like hair and teeth growing on a tumor in the uterus. And I think that that's probably an issue. My guess, I don't know for a fact, but my guess is that yes, that when you have body parts growing in tumors in other body parts, that there's some kind of damage to the genetic, the epigenetic expression, and those genes did not get turned off the way they should have in that particular area. Dan asked about DNA fit, and I haven't heard of DNA fit. It's pathway fit, but not DNA fit. Definitely worth writing down and looking into. There are always these new things are coming out all the time. There's some that are related to just brain health, and there's some that are related to a lot of other things. So some of them run the genes themselves, so you don't go through 23andMe, and others you upload your 23andMe. So I'll check into that. So Lynn posted the links if you want to get your 23andMe run. There's a Canadian one and an international link, and you'll get your $20 off. It's Dr. Reedham. It's just 23andMe.com/. I don't know what this. Oh, okay. Dr. Reedhamree.com. It's just 23andMe.com/Dr. Lascalzo is the one that I use. Or she has it as drreedamarie.com/go/23andMe. Yeah, you totally, Stan, thank you for agreeing, but I totally, you have to do it on yourself, your family members, and do all the different reports so you get a sense of it. When I did all the reports, I really found that the one that, if I had to choose one, I would choose the metabolic healing. And, you know, the thing about that is, he's very open to adding new stuff. So if we say, hey, we love your report, but it's missing this, then I believe that he would be willing to do that. So if you want, you know, just pass on anything like that, like, oh, I wish the metabolic healing had this, that, or the other thing, and I will have a conversation with Michael, who developed it, and see what we can do. Dan wishes he had the ALDH2 and NCM6, and Lynn says she just she knows she has the ALDH2 and gets tipsy just smelling it. Yeah, there's a couple of things. Stan mentioned that there was a step sound, a difference between the metabolic healing and the MTHFR. There's really just one. I think there's just one or two things. They report it backwards. It's like they did not have the risk allele. So those require a little bit of extra, and they may have fixed it. Okay. So great. Karen is going to get her escape. Karen. HNMT. How did I miss putting that one on there? Histamine will build up. If they only gave you 10% off, maybe they changed it. Huh. Interesting. Well, those are all interesting things. So, so I can't vouch for everything being exactly right on with this science. Like the links, like I said, the gene, I had to revise my old slides to incorporate that they have it at $199 and $99 for the test. But really, the raw data is the same. And I didn't know that until I chatted with someone who is developing, one of my colleagues who's developing this online thing. He's working with Joe Pizzorno. They developed some really great software to interpret symptoms and all, and they added this genetic piece, and he says, you know, the raw data is all the same. You're paying the extra $100 for their pretty interpretation. So I said, okay, so if you don't want their pretty interpretation, just pay $99, get the ancestry, and then still use the raw data. I haven't verified it myself because I'd already had mine done, but that's what I was told. And if not, you can always upgrade. But I think really when you pay extra to upgrade, they're just basically giving you access to those reports. Let's see. Not a lot of questions. Are the recordings for Shine VIP ready? I heard from my team last week that they finished them, but I don't know if they actually sent out a report. Yeah, the videographer, that was all came back, but I think it just hasn't been announced, but our person locally had put them together. So we can check in on that, and we'll make sure. You are on the list, though, Stan. I did have Scott check to make sure you're on the list to receive them, so as soon as they are there. You'll know, if you're not sure, is if you go to the website, you'll see it on your sidebar, and you'll be able to click through to it. So you can just check it yourself and see if it's there. If you're logged in, you may have to log out and then log back in again. My ND said saliva tests better than blood for most anything. Yeah, it depends. I mean, not everything. I mean, certainly cholesterol and glucose is better in the blood. There's no way to test it in saliva. But as far as hormones, like testosterone and estrogen and adrenal hormones, I like saliva. I think blood can be accurate. And I'm also looking at 24-hour urine and also the spot urines. So, you know, I don't think there's anything that we can say is absolute, right? And I like multiple types of testing. So it all gives you. My favorite, blood, it doesn't give you metabolites, and neither does saliva. I'm a big fan of hormone testing when you can get metabolites, like the 4-hydroxyestrone and the metabolized cortisol versus the stored and the cortisone and all that. And that's what some of the urine tests give you. So I'm a big fan of that. Let's see. I'm going to go back to Q&A. I'm going to do refresh. Okay, there are a few other questions. Yes, Janine says, so we test with 23andMe and then use the other sites for interpretation. Yes, and if you spend the $99 instead of $199, you get the raw data. That extra $100 will cover you for all these great tests. Like MTHFR is $30. I think Stratagene is $35 or $40, and Metabolic Reset the same thing. So they're all around the $30 to $40 range. And so you can use that $100 you save. Plus, if you use my link and you get an extra $20 off, that's even better. Then you can actually use that extra money for these better test reports. Ambika, what's the best way and resources to learn in depth about methylation and other issues if you're new to this? Ben Lynch's site has a lot of great information, mthfr.net. Who else? And if you get the test done there and you join his Stratagene, that gives you a lot of good information. Amy Yasko has a lot of information. Some of her stuff on sulfation pathways is a little controversial at this point, but she has a lot of good stuff on it. I would just Google it, you know, and look it up, and there's so much there. We also, you can, in our energy recharge coaching program for consumers, we have, it's a year-long coaching program, and it has all of our programs plus, you know, coaching, and you get assigned your own coach. We have a whole module, like I think we have 20 hours of nutrigenomics where we teach a lot about that, a lot more depth. And also in the NEPT program, the full program, there's a lot more information about it. Drina, I have a client on a 5-day rotation of probiotics and probiotic-rich food. She has several SNPs in relation to FUT2COM-T, et cetera. Has a clean diet and a lot of greens and green smoothies, raw food. She was doing pretty well but had some extra stress recently and can't get the diarrhea under control. She's feeling weaker. She does have SNPs for IBS also. Any suggestions? Yeah, so first of all, you know, teaching her the stuff you know about stress management. Second of all, I would back off on some of the probiotic foods until she gets the diarrhea under control. It just may be that the combination of the stress is increasing that motility, and she is also, you know, changing the ecology down there, so I might back off of that. If she's doing a lot of raw foods, maybe do a little bit of steamed in the way of vegetables to slow things down a little bit. Those are the kind of things that I could think of off the top of my head. Okay, so that's all the questions there. I'm going to go back to conference to see if any, I don't see any hands up. So if you have a question and you want to talk, raise your hand *2. That will get you on my radar. And in the meantime, I'll go back to the chat to see if anything new there. Oh, so Janine is confused about where the saving is $100. If you go to 23andMe and you order the full profile that has the health, it's $199. If you just order the ancestry, it's $99. That's a $100 difference. You won't get the interpretation from 23andMe, but I think theirs is the weakest interpretation of all. So I'd rather get the ancestry, download the raw data, take the $100 you would have spent at 23andMe, and got a whole bunch of different interpretations for that. Yeah, so you don't get the, you don't get to read their interpretation. You don't get their pretty stuff, but you get the raw data, and the raw data is the same. That's what I've been told. And that's what their site seems to indicate in their chart. All right, so I think we're done. I don't see any more. I'm going to refresh one more time. Nope, I'm going to look to see if there's hands up. Nope, you're quiet tonight. Are you quiet because you're completely confused, or quiet because I gave you lots of great information, or a little bit of each? I'd love to hear about that on the chat, or raise your hand and let me know. I want this to be as good as it possibly can be for you, and I want to make sure I've gotten all your questions. So I'm checking one more time. Nope, no more questions. Let me go check on the chat. Let me hear some feedback. Was this comprehensive enough? Head full. Janine says a lot of great info. Lynn says head is full. Patty, a lot of great info. Good. Yeah, so know that, you know, I've been studying this since 2010, so this is 7 years that I've been studying this, and I'm still a rookie when it comes to this. So it's going to take time, and the reason that I've gotten to be better at this is not because I've been studying and reading. It's because I've been doing it, and because I get challenged on it all the time by the people in NEPT who come to the calls and bring their genetics. And sometimes I, you know, just whiz through it, and sometimes not. We have these really cool interpretation charts for just small numbers of the SNPs, the ones that Genetic Genie does. The plan in the future is to fix, you know, incorporate some of this stuff into those charts. But between these three charts, if you're in NEPT, you can download the charts that are in the nutrigenomics part on the VLM site. And you can download those, and you'll have my cheat sheets here. If you were at Shine, we had extra cheat sheets for blood sugar and, oh, a bunch of other things. So I've made a lot of these cheat sheets, so I would recommend that you print them all off. In fact, if you were at Shine, day three, we have a whole slew of stuff on genetics. We spent several hours on it, and I just basically call them the cheat sheets. So download the cheat sheets and keep them handy. I keep a notebook that has interpretations and samples of various lab reports on my desk so I can look things up. We always have to look things up because unless you have a photographic memory, you're not necessarily going to keep all this stuff straight in your mind. There's a lot of learning and a lot of stuff. So Kristen's quiet until she has some hands-on experience you can relate it to. That makes sense. Yeah, totally makes sense. At some point, maybe we will offer that nutrigenomics course that we put together internally to the public, but there's a lot of work that would need to be done to make it a public offering, so it's not in our near future. So for those of you who are in CMDS and have never done our insulin resistance program, know that we will be doing that again shortly. Probably within the next week or so, we're going to be announcing it, and you're welcome to come and join us there and just take your learning to the next level because these things are so interconnected. The core, the base, the pyramid, a base of the pyramid is digestion and then blood sugar, so it would be great. Stan says it can take me a few years to learn. Yes, totally. I mean, this is definitely something that takes over and over, and I'm still learning it, and I've been doing it for 7 years now. Can't believe it. Mary Lynn, excited to review my data reports with the transcript. Quiet until I have hands on. Okay, lots of learning. So great. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm going to open up your lines so I can hear your voices and we can connect and you can say goodbye. And I'm excited that you are here. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye. Great.